climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the JoLynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show, right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. And don't forget, you can always listen from absolutely anywhere. Just head to the App Store, download the app, and you'll be good to go. Joining me in studio right now is Janelle Faulkner. She is the executive director for the Nest Pregnancy Care Center. This is something exciting that's coming to our community, and it is something that's going to make a difference. So on this Make a Difference Monday, this is the perfect conversation. Janelle, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So this is going to be something that is going to be a wonderful resource for people in our community. Give us an idea of when you hope to open and where you'll be located.
Okay, so we're hoping to open in February of 2024. We're located in downtown Idaho Falls, 467 Constitution Way. And we're right now just getting painting done, and then we've got flooring, and then we'll set the place up and hopefully open in February.
Exciting. And what a wonderful way to kick off the new year. What prompted the decision to open the Nest Pregnancy Care Center here in Idaho Falls?
So there was a group of ladies who went to a documentary on abortion, and when Roe v. Wade was overturned and sent to the state to make that decision, they saw that there was going to be a greater need for education and for providing information and supporting people at the local level on what abortion is, what happens during abortion, and educating them, but then also providing alternative decisions to abortion, such as adoption, single parenting. So they saw that need, and they were burdened to come alongside the community and provide this resource to people who are experiencing unplanned pregnancies and going through a difficult time. So that's what inspired them to open that.
And when you think about what that would be like for women, there's a lot that goes along with that. Here they are in a situation they didn't anticipate being in, and they have got everybody giving them advice, and it's different advice. There's a lot of pressure on their shoulders, and I've got to believe that that emotion makes it tough to make a sound decision.
That is absolutely correct. So we've had quite a few people come forward who are post-abortive. They went through an abortion, and what they said is they wish they had somebody to inform them and educate them and provide information without bias and just give them factual information so they could have made a decision that wasn't spur of the moment, but one that was out of an informed decision. So that's what we're there to do, is when women are experiencing this, or even fathers who they found out their girlfriend is pregnant, they're going through this too because they don't really understand the process either. And that's why we're there, is to provide the information and support in a non-judgmental way. We do not tell them what to do. All we're there to do is inform them and love on them in a safe and even a very private environment. So we'll be very careful. We will not give out information about these people, so it is all confidential.
And that is something that's going to be a huge benefit to this community, for people to have a safe place to go where they can take a break from all of the well-meaning individuals who hurl advice at them. But that's really overwhelming. And Janelle, as you were talking about these women who have gone through abortions, I think one of the biggest misconceptions is people tend to think that abortion is that option that's going to make it so you don't have to deal with this. But there are a lot of unintended consequences that these women end up having trauma and a lot of pain for years to come. And in the heat of the moment, when they're either embarrassed to be an unwed mother, there's a lot of shame, they sometimes tend to just react on emotion.
Right, that's correct. And right now, the abortion pill accounts for 50% of abortions in the United States. And there are a lot of ramifications involved with the abortion pill that people are not talking about. So I work with an OBGYN, and she said that there are a lot of women that she sees that had, they took the abortion pill, and now they had to go to the ER because they were bleeding so heavily, and then there are side effects from that. So we're just there to educate them and tell them this is what the abortion pill is. There are chances for this to happen, because you think about those commercials where they talk about medications and then they have all this information about the side effects at the end. That is not necessarily something that they're going to hear. So that's just something we're going to inform them. But that is their choice to make. They can make that choice.
And what a wonderful, peaceful environment that's going to be for people, because, you know, when they find themselves in that situation, there is no shortage of advice. Everybody has got an opinion. Mm-hmm. And so I've got to believe to be able to step back from everything and be in a supportive environment where they can think through things and not feel that pressure, that's going to make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And again, that's what we want people to know, because there's a lot of misinformation in this world right now about pregnancy centers. There are people that say we lie and that we deceive, but that is not our heart at all. It's just to educate and support one-on-one in a confidential manner and love them in spite of whatever decision they make. And then if they do choose to abort, we're still there afterwards to provide support for them. And if they do choose life, we will offer a variety of resources. We'll have classes, parenting classes, nutrition classes, what to expect after their baby is born. And we're there to come alongside them and walk with them in that decision and to support our community in that way. And we need people to partner with us, you know, just to throw that out there financially too, because we are a 501c3 and all of our services are free to everyone who comes into our doors. We're there to help them, and they don't need to worry about pulling out their debit card at the end and being like, how much is this going to cost me? It's 100% free to those people who come in, but we need partners to help us support these people in this time of crisis.
The other thing that I want to touch on, I think sometimes there is this tendency to believe that we don't need something like that in this community, that that's a big city problem. Let's talk a little bit about that and what you have uncovered about the need that exists right here.
So when this was talked about a year ago, there was a group of people who stepped forward to take the training and help. And out of those 9 people who stepped forward, over 80% of them had had an abortion.
Wow.
Yes, and they said, and they're from this area, and they said, we just wish we had had a pregnancy center to walk with us in that decision so we could have known then what we know now. So that is a personal example right there.
How wonderful, too, that they are now stepping up to use their experience to help other people. Janelle, there's so much more to talk about. Do you have a moment? And we'll keep you in studio and come back after this.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back.